Before the film will be a short discussion with bee experts on how to help save the bees. That's Thursday, May 8th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
That's some music by Billy Goat. Hello and welcome to Words and Pictures, the comics and animation show. I'm your host, S.W. Conser, and my guest today, live in the studio, is David Klein. He is, along with Nick Woolley, the artistic and composing team Billy Goat, who will be appearing at the Northwest Animation Festival. That's coming up May 12th to 18th. David, welcome to Words and Pictures.
Thank you.
And also on the line, we've got Sven Bonnickson. He is, we're going to be talking with him about the festival coming up. He's the director of the festival. It's great to have Sven back to KBOO. Sven, are you on the line there? And we're going to take a minute to get Sven on the line to talk about Northwest Animation Festival, which is coming up at the Hollywood Theater. But first, let's talk with David about what we can expect to see. You're going to be Wednesday the 14th. You and Nick are going to be on stage performing live ahead of your animations. This is going to be about four different animated films during the show. Tell us about the performance that will be happening.
Well, basically, you get to see the story of my life. For the last 7.5 years, I've had a camera mounted in various places. Right now, it actually lives in my bedroom. And what it is just kind of, the camera sits there, it's stable, and I'm always in front of it adding different elements, paint, wood, light, photographs, and so you're kind of always, it's difficult to explain, but you're sort of seeing these animations that are constantly moving and evolving, and so it's kind of like, time lapse, but I'm going to be showing, this body of work that I've been producing and, making for the last, 7.5 years.
It sounds like it's part pixelation, part improvisation. You have collaborators who will stop by the studio and contribute as the animation progresses and as it builds.
We do. Those collaborators are our friends. Nick and I love hosting dinner parties. So often our friends will come over and after we have some wine, and I love to cook, so then we'll throw them in some pretty funky outfits and take a video or take some photographs of them. Whenever they come over, I'll say, well, here's where, this is where the animation lives right now. This is where the last couple months, this is where it's at this point in time. How do you think, I'll ask a friend, where do you think you want to go with this? What do you see happening? And they'll throw in some input and I'll say, great, let's roll with it.
It sounds like a jam session, like you're, at Bird's Place or something like that with your jazz instruments and you just invite some friends onto the stage to join you.
Sure.
So this is going to be akin to what happens on stage at the Hollywood Theater on Wednesday the 14th. You and Nick Woolley are going to be up there, and this is going to be without a net. You're going to be jamming along to the images on the screen, on the big screen.
Yes, we are. And we've played there a couple times, and it always works out whenever we get a decent-sized projection on the wall behind us. And the pieces that we'll be playing along with, the musical scores, the arrangement's not completely improv. We do have a pretty structured set musically, and but there's a little bit of room, to kind of to move our arms. So,
well, there's a huge variety of performances and shows and events that are coming up at the Northwest Animation Festival, and we do have on the line now Sven Bonnickson, director of the festival. Sven, it's great to have you back on KBOO.
Hi, good to be here.
So tell us about some of the highlights that folks can expect when they show up at the Hollywood Theater and, well, and a couple of other venues also, 12th to the 18th of May, right?
Right. It's a full week from Monday until Sunday, starting next week. And the week breaks down into three sections. Monday through Wednesday, we have guest shows at the Hollywood Theater. Thursday, we have the Oregon Animation Industry Showcase, which is a really special thing where we're getting studios from all over town.
Yeah, a lot of luminaries from the animation director of Fantastic Mr. Fox, Mark Gustafson, is going to be up on stage there.
Yes, he's going to be up there, and also Gretchen Miller, who works at Hive FX, which does the special effects for Grimm. So that evening will culminate with Leica putting on an hour-long presentation about the making of Box Trolls, which is their forthcoming feature, and Paranorman, the last one they did. And folks will get to come up and see the actual puppets that they created for these films.
So that's on Thursday, and then you've got some other stuff coming up, some sexy cartoons towards the weekend, I understand.
Well, that's true. After the Oregon Animation Industry Showcase, from Friday until Sunday, we have the real heart of the festival, which is the International Shorts Blocks. And this is just an outstanding selection. We had over 800 submissions.
Holy cow.
And we had a jury of people in a bunch of different countries actually helping us make the selection. And we winnowed it down to 174 films. And so there's going to be five different film blocks, and we're very understanding that that's a lot of films. So there are intermissions every hour so people can get up, wiggle, go get some pizza. Lots of fun. Saturday afternoon, we have the All Ages show, which is fun for kids. And then Sunday, because Sunday, you know, who wants to get out of bed? well, that's where we put our Strange and Sexy block. The first 2 hours of that are just regular programming, but then if you wait till the end, the stuff that involves a bit more nudity and strangeness, that's where to see it. And last year, people really just liked it. It's not the Sick and Twisted show. It's just, you know, a little more strange and sexy than the rest of the festival.
Well, Sven, we would love to have you stay on the line. We're in the studio with David Klein, who, along with Nick Woolley, they are the artistic composing team behind Billy Goat. They'll be appearing next Wednesday at the Hollywood. Sven has been generous enough to offer a couple of pairs of tickets to any event, any of the events or screenings at the Northwest Animation Festival. And we would love to have some of our folks, some of our friends here out in Membership Central, tell you a little bit about what's available to folks who want to call in and become members of KBOO. So Will and Lynn, give us a little bit of background there.
Okay, SW, we will do that. These are two pairs of tickets to any film, and that includes the Strange and Sexy block on Sunday, which we know you're going to want to see at the Hollywood, the Northwest Animation Festival. That's at the Hollywood Theater. It's a minimum donation of $60 now with tickets. You need to pay for that with a credit card, but you can do that. We have like a pretty ambitious goal, $500 for words and pictures, and we know you want to help SW Concert make that goal, because this is like the only animation show about comics and animation that I know of. I've heard guests say that to him. They're like, wow, this is the only one I've heard about that on the radio. This is a truly unique show, and it's something that that Conch works very hard on, and you know you want to you want those tickets to the animation festival. It'll be sold out. That tends to happen at the Hollywood Theater.
Especially the sexy show.
Especially on Sunday.
It piques people's interest.
Right. Two pairs of tickets. You don't have to come in or get them. Your name will be on the guest list. Put this on your credit card right now. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. That is the number to call to support Words and Pictures, SW Concert, and KBOO Community Radio, your community here at KBOO.
That's right. And it's so cool that Conch brings us these shows with these interesting guests who bring a new perspective on art, animation, comic books, and all the graphic imagery that we just take for granted and is out there. You get to learn about what the artists, the writers, the creators are thinking, what their motivation is, and especially about this fantastic festival. I mean, it sounds like there's so much going on here. And Portland isn't a big city, but there is so much going on in this town. And
it's thanks we've become to shows. The hub of animation in the country, I think.
And it's thanks to shows like this that bring it to your attention. How else would you have heard about this? And so it's great, but what you need to do is pick up that phone and dial 877-500-5266. Our goal today for this show is $500. That's a big goal, but I know you folks out there can make this happen. We have some great stuff available, some thank you gifts, but it all starts when you pick up that phone and dial 877-500-5266. It's 877-500-5266. That phone call that you make is so important. It wouldn't be very much out of your wallet, $5 or $10 a month, or even just a one-time gift of $50 or so. But when you do that, you sustain this radio station so that you can tune in to 90.7 and hear these great programs.
Absolutely. 877-500-5266. And coming up in our next membership break, we will tell you about two other gifts which you can get. But right now, get those tickets to the Northwest Animation Festival. Do it now. Call 877-500-5266. And I believe we're going back to Words and Pictures.
But first off, can I also thank Ted? Ted is one of our contributors who came in. He made a sustaining membership donation. He walked in off the street and he walked into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, met our lovely receptionist Zoe and chatted with Sun Lee, our membership director, and he signed up to keep this radio station going, and you can too.
That's right. Thank you, Lynn and Will. And yes, indeed, people can stop in and get a tour of the station. They can sort of look through the porthole and see us recording right now if they'd like to at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. So we do have those tickets to the Northwest Animation Festival, and we're here in the studio with David Klein. David Klein is along with Nick Woolley. This is the team behind Billy Goat. They'll be appearing at the Northwest Animation Festival. They'll be appearing live on stage, and they've got some animation, which is... there's about an hour and a half is how long the show will last on Wednesday. You've got four different pieces, and you will be introducing each one, and you'll be up on stage playing guitar. You're doing piano and harp, right?
Yeah, mainly piano, harp, and vocals, and we will be playing four pieces. The last one I'm showing lyric is, I think it's running time right now, is close to the 25-minute mark. And this has been an animation I've been working on for the last 3 years. It's actually not complete. It's at a good stopping point right now, so we'll be showing that. And I actually started a new piece on the side called For Lovers, and I am going to, for the first time in public, reveal the first 3 minutes of that.
Oh, wow. So this will be a...
It'll be kind of like a little sneak peek.
Audience participation. Let's listen to a little bit of... tell us about this cut. It's
Dioscuri.
Dioscuri.
And this was the first animation I started back in 2007. And this is actually, you know, the way this sounds is not necessarily the live arrangement that we have. This is sort of me going back in and kind of having fun with the soundtrack and making it more of kind of like a pop song, I guess, with a couple different. Yeah, I got Logic, so I just decided that I would just kind of experiment with it and see what I could come up with.
Okay, great. Here's a little taste of Billy Goat that you can see, you can hear at the Northwest Animation Festival.
Time.
That's a little bit of Dioscura by Billy Goat. And we've got David Klein in the studio right now. David, you and Nick Woolley, Billy Goat, you guys are going to be live on stage at the Northwest Animation Festival, screening your animation and doing live music. And that, you know, there's such an analog groove in that music there. It seems to range all the way from Tin Pan Alley up into, I know some of your influences are Black Sabbath and Kate Bush and just some of the really, interesting, groundbreaking musicians of the 20th century.
That is true. So as far as visual interest, and influences, that took me a while to really, I think, pick up on it. You know, music is definitely something that's sort of, I think, kind of brought the visuals to life for me. I'm always listening to music while I'm working. And it wasn't until recently I discovered Larry Jordan, who's also an animator. He studied under Joseph Cornell. His work is kind of a lot like Harry Smith. I don't know if he's...
Harry Smith has actually been... we've actually had screenings of Harry Smith's work.
Yes, I was there.
Here at the Hollywood.
Yeah, it was great. Larry Jordan is someone that a lot of people, or Lawrence Jordan, don't really know about. And he did a lot of collage work, and it was animated. And I discovered his DVD box set, and it was the first time I actually ever really connected with an animator. I felt we kind of had a similar approach. And
it's very subconscious stuff, a lot of metaphorical imagery.
Yes, a lot of kind of drawing towards these, just like the idea of archetypes and symbolism and mythology. I feel like that kind of runs a lot through my work and through me. I discovered him, and he had done a piece called Sophie's Place, and it's incredible animation. And so I ended up, I decided I kind of wanted to do an ode to his work because it's just so underground, and I wanted to reveal Larry Jordan to the world. And I ended up doing a piece called Sophia, and it sort of pays homage to one of his works. It's almost like covering an old folk song, but doing my kind of like updated interpretation of it. It's more modern, I guess.
So Sophia is going to be one of the pieces that'll be shown next Wednesday?
It will, yes. Fantastic. Yes.
Well, let's bring Sven back up. Sven Bonnickson is the director of the Northwest Animation Festival. And Sven, you know, what's interesting to me is that there's a huge range of animated content that's going to be playing during the run of the festival from the 12th to the 18th. And in addition to, the more esoteric stuff, there's also some very mainstream animation stuff for kids. There's even commercials that are going to be playing.
Yeah, that's right. I feel it's really important to look at the festival as if it's an ecology. I want it to be the big umbrella where everyone in the animation creation community and all the animation lovers get to get together. And in whatever niche in that you like, there should be a place for you there.
Now, what this reminds me of, by the way, your festival this year, I know it's expanded from past years where it would be a long weekend's work. Now it's up to a week. And what I'm reminded of is back about 7 years ago, and we had folks from this festival on the show, was the Platform Festival, which was a really groundbreaking Portland event in 2007 that was really the first time where I saw such things as animation for mobile devices that were displayed in a festival. And, there were animated installations that were outdoors. There was famously a tiger running across buildings outdoors that was lit up. Rose Bond, who was in charge of the animated installations at Platform back in 2007, Rose is going to be a major fixture at the Northwest Animation Festival this year.
Absolutely right. She's got a bunch of her students putting together a new show of installation pieces that we're going to have playing at the Hollywood Theater. I haven't actually seen them myself yet, so it's going to be a big surprise. But I was very much inspired by the Platform Festival back in 2007, the extent to which it really broke beyond what happens on the screen and brought in all sorts of different kinds of things. And so I'm trying to weave that into what we're doing here now, sort of building organically from the ground up this notion of the festival that touches all corners of the animation world.
Well, this is happening again May 12th to 18th at the Hollywood Theater and elsewhere, and we're going to talk to our folks out in Membership Central about how they can get tickets to any event of their choice. You're listening to Words and Pictures on KBOO. I'm SW Concert. I'm here in the studio with David Klein of Billy Goat and on the phone with Sven Bonnickson, director of the Northwest Animation Festival. Let's talk with Will and Lynn about how people can get involved in this event.
Thank you, SW.
Thank you. It's really
easy to do. You dial 877. Well, you don't dial anymore. Just push those numbers. 877-500-5266. Do that, and you too can have some. You can contribute. It's a twofer. It's a win-win situation. You can contribute to KBOO at a $60 minimum donation. Please give us more. We are fine with that. Let me tell you, it has to be on a credit card or come in and give us cash, and you will get two tickets to. Two tickets.
Any of the showings, right?
There's any of the showings at the Hollywood Northwest Animation Festival. This is a big deal. Portland is a huge animation town. This will be great fun. And remember, on Sunday is the Strange and Sexy block, so you might want to pick tickets for that. I'm sure that on the web you can find out in detail which ones they are, but it is something that you need to call right now, 877-500-5266. Help us make our $500 go. Show SW that he is appreciated with this amazing amount of hard work he does on Words and Pictures.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And talking Strange and Sexy, I'm sitting here broadcasting because it's so hot back here in Pledge Central. I'm sitting here shirtless asking you for money. Now, if you donate money, I'll put my shirt back on. Or if you donate money, I'll take even more off. But it's up to you by picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And we have some great gifts available, so please call us right now.
Will's dedication is amazing. It is amazing, folks. And so please reward that. Reward SW Concert's dedication and interest in his show. And get some great, great tickets to see the Northwest Animation Festival. That sounds like it is a chock-a-block full of wonderful things.
Yeah,
a $60 minimum donation. Like I said, you can totally give more. We are absolutely fine with that. Call 877-500-5266. Do it now and for or come in at 220 Southeast 8th here in Portland and give us some of your cash. We are fine with that, and pick up those two tickets. Two tickets. We've got two pairs of tickets to the Northwest Animation Festival. We've also got some graphic novels if you want them, Building Stories by Chris Ware, a very popular kind of an anthology thing for a $75 minimum donation, or Boxers and Saints by Jean Luen Yang. These are very popular graphic novelists and some amazing work. But come and get those tickets to the Animation Festival. You know you want to do it. $60 minimum donation.
And show your support for community radio. It's such
a
valuable resource.
And get Will to put his shirt back on. Please.
There's people begging me to put my shirt back on, but I'm not going to do it until you call up and donate some money.
Absolutely.
So please call us at 877-500-5266. We've got a big goal this half hour, and I know you folks out there can make this happen. Please grab the phone. Please dial or punch in 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And don't forget, you can also donate online by looking us up at kboo.fm and clicking on the icon, the donation icon, and you can make it very, very simple and keep this great radio station on the air by just donating $5, $10 a month, whatever you feel you can afford. You call us up, you make this happen, and you keep KBOO pumping out all this great information and music.
Absolutely. And you know, it costs $84 an hour to run the radio station. Wouldn't that be cool to have that be your donation to KBOO? Buy your own hour of KBOO.
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome. You can know that this is something that you contributed to. It's part of being part of a community is people exchanging certain things. We exchange work, we exchange time, and we would like you to exchange some cash to help keep the radio station running. 877-500-5266. It's really, you know, also, if you donate at a $75 level or greater, we have Friends of Trees is going to plant a tree in addition to the regular gift that you get for you. So that's at the $75 level. We are booming with gifts here.
What we
need is calls at 877-500-5266.
And you are the only ones that can make that happen. It's so important you make it happen. And we have all sorts of great gift giveaways, including the flash drive, these amazing graphic novels, and the sense of well-being you'll get when you donate. Please call us at 877-500-5266.
That's right. Pick up these tickets to the Northwest Animation Festival for a $60 minimum donation. We'd also love to thank Elizabeth, who is a new member. Welcome to KBOO, Elizabeth. I hope you got maybe one of those pairs of tickets. Ring the bell. Can ring your bell. Anyway, 877-500-5266, and it looks like we're about ready to go back to Words and Pictures.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Will and Lynn. You are listening to Words and Pictures on KBOO. I'm SW Counselor. And I am live in the studio with David Klein from Billy Goat. He's along with Nick Woolley. He'll be on stage Wednesday the 14th at the Hollywood Theater playing their compositions and maybe on some level doing a little improv behind their animations. So, you know, David, what fascinates me about animators is that they have these long periods of being private, and then they go out there and they're on stage and they're displaying stuff. So there's definitely a paradoxical side to your two artistic sides, your visual side and your composer side.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I can't hide in the back of the room and watch this screening. I'm actually, you know, forcing myself to sit up, you know, right in front of the screen, right in front of everyone, and just kind of, you know, bare my soul. It's a very vulnerable feeling, but it's also, you know, when it's done, it's such a release to know that, you know, well, I've spent so much time alone creating this, and you know, all my friends are very patient with me. It's hard for me sometimes to make commitments because I'm so committed to the work, and I think it's a little bit rewarding whenever I finally get to get out in public and share it with strangers and share it back with my friends and say, well, this is what I've been up to. I haven't been completely blowing you off. And hey, you're in this piece too. So you're on the big screen, you know, give me a break.
And another way in which artists become vulnerable is that they're putting something out there which can be interpreted in different ways, both, you know, in your case, both musically and visually. You'll put something up there. You think it has some importance in one way, and people say, well, no, this means this. And so, you know, there is definitely that vulnerability to having the audience in some way collaborate with you on a project.
That is true. After, you know, shows, people will come up to me and say, wow, this really reminded me of so-and-so's work. And, you know, be like, wow, well, I've never even heard of that person.
Now you have to go and look up that.
Yeah, or I'll go and look that up and, you know, try to kind of broaden my perspective or learn something new. You know, or sometimes I'll, you know, just think, wow, I never would have seen the comparison. You know, I can't even think of anything off the top of my head right now, but there have been some strange references, I guess, when people, but I let people have that freedom. I don't say, well, no, this is what it's supposed to be about. This is what I'm channeling. This is what, you know, my influences are. This is what I'm hoping to project. You know, I think it's great to let everyone have the freedom to interpret, you know, it however they would like to.
Well, there will be all kinds of opportunities to get influenced by different artists at the Northwest Animation Festival. Sven Bonnixon, the director of the festival, still on the line. Yeah, Sven, you know, it's funny. At a festival like this with so many local and international folks involved, you know, even if you think you've seen everything, you might see something new there.
Oh, definitely. It really is a chance to meet the different organizations in town that you maybe have heard their name but haven't gone and actually, you know, introduced yourself yet. And then in terms
Hive
of
FX is going to be there, Bent Image Lab, Leica, a whole bunch of folks. Oh, the folks from Grimm, as you said, yeah.
Yeah, and other festivals are participating too. The Experimental Film Festival of Portland, and as you mentioned, Rose Bond, and Cascade ACM SIGGRAPH, which is our local computer animation group, DMTV, which is a show put on by Floating World Comics, Gridlords, which is sort of a live-action literary magazine of multimedia experiences.
Oh, they're always fun. Gridlords is fun, yeah.
And then the international shorts. There's a perception some folks have that, oh, you can see all this stuff online. And it's true that some of it you can go find it, but I'm always getting emails from folks saying, oh, I love that. Is it online? And no, it's not. It came from Slovenia. Wow. I wrote to the guys in Slovenia and said, hey, can you send me a copy of this film you have that is a Western set in Slovenia where it's gender swapped and the rough and tumble women are riding on giant chickens. I want to see this. And there's a lot of hunting and searching abroad. We had 54 countries sending in submissions this year. You're not going to see most of this stuff ever again. And I keep on hearing from folks that I love that film. That is my favorite film ever. It changed things. And so...
Wow. Well, you've been watching all of it. So I hope you get some sleep when the festival's over. Well, Sven Bonnichsen, how can people find out more about the Northwest Animation Festival?
You can either go to the Hollywood Theater's website. On the front page, you'll find links to all of the ticketing pages, or you can go to www.nwanimationfest.com. That's nwanimationfest.com, and we've got descriptions for every event. We've got links to the ticketing pages, lots of good information.
And thank you so much, Sven, for joining us today. And thank you, David Klein, who's along with Nick Woolley, the artistic and composing team behind Billy Goat. The website is goodnightbillygoat.com, is that right?
That is correct,
That's
yes.
great. We'll see you on Wednesday the 14th at the Hollywood Theater. Thank you for stopping by today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. This was great.
I'm SW Concert. Thanks to all our listeners on the radio dial and at KBOO.FM. You can find an archived version of the show later at KBOO.FM/wordsandpictures. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at wordsandpicture. Now stay tuned for an afternoon of music on your homegrown Portland radio station.
You're listening to news headlines at noon for Thursday, May 8th on KBOO. An investigation into the death of Oregon Zoo's orangutan Kutai in January.